Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. And with me today, I have Kelly Gaumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. And John Martellaro, I hope you are well.
I'm doing very well. I'm trying to avoid laughing because there was that pregnant pause before you said 18. I love it.
You know, okay, so here's the deal. While you were hoping I was going to stumble and say 2017, usually I get through the introduction bit without having to take a breath. But for some reason today, I got to that point and realized my lungs had become the vacuum of space.
And
I'm like, okay, we're stopping mid-word and I'm breathing so that I can actually continue talking. But the great thing is, well, there's two great things. First, I didn't pass out. Second, John had that fleeting moment of excitement thinking I was about to screw up the date.
That's true. He did.
So it's a win all the way around.
One can only hope.
Yeah. And so let's just jump into some topics. And I think I want to start with the whole Apple Netflix thing. And here's the deal. So the internet kind of went nutso overnight and then into this morning with this rumor that Apple is buying Netflix this year. And so here's the backstory on this. So so a couple city analysts, they said, I think it was on Monday night or Tuesday morning, so within the last day or so, they said, hey, you know, with the new tax bill or the new tax laws that cut down the penalties for bringing money into the United States for corporations. And a lot of people are saying, you know, repatriating the money. But repatriating means the money left the country. In Apple's case, this money never left the country. It was never here. So,
right.
So Apple could bring back into Apple could bring into the United States up to $220 billion with a minimal tax hit. And so these two city analysts, they said, well, geez, you know, Apple needs only a third of that money to just buy Netflix outright. So maybe. And then they said, hey, you know, we're going to say there's a 40% chance Apple will buy Netflix this year. Now, all they have to go on is the fact that they know Apple could bring up to $220 billion into the United States. And that's it. And so that became news and was quickly conflated into rumors that Apple is buying Netflix this year. And my take is, no, Apple is not buying Netflix this year, nor are they buying it next year. Apple is not buying Netflix. And to conflate a couple analysts just tossing out a hey, what if into insider news that Apple is going to buy Netflix seems like quite a leap, and yet one that is very common with our current internet age.
You know what interests me, Jeff? Back a few years ago when people were saying Apple should buy Netflix just for no good reason, there was no good reason. But now that the stars are aligned and Apple has an opportunity, in any case, to buy Netflix, people are going, oh, no, they don't need to. I think they should. I personally think it's time.
Okay, so why would this be a good time for Apple to buy Netflix?
Well, Apple clearly wants to get into the TV streaming delivery business, movies and original content. Mm-hmm. What better way to kickstart that than to take control of one of the competitors, reduce your competition down to Netflix and to Amazon and Hulu, expand your portfolio quickly, painlessly, instead of having to struggle and fight uphill to battle Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon, and having to spend unnecessarily large amounts of money to appear to succeed when instant success is at your fingertips.
All right. And I will counter that with Apple has already committed to investing $1 billion into their own process. They've already hired some of the top names in the industry to head up their original content efforts.
Yeah, and I know. Those are the guys who probably suggested it.
So
Ehrlich and Van Amburg realized that what they're up against, and they have years of experience in fighting competition. They look around the marketplace and the competition scenarios and go, you know, we're spending $1 billion to do something that that Netflix is already very, very good at.
So why not spend another $75 billion and just buy them?
Yeah. Yeah, and then fold, and then we'll be in charge, and we'll capture all of that revenue from Netflix. You have to do a business analysis. But you know, surely they would capture the revenue over a period of time, which would satisfy them.
So I like the logic you're presenting, and I totally get the logic, and it works for me. The problem that I'm having is that, if this was the path that I just forgot their names.
Van Amburg and Ehrlich.
Thank you, Van Amburg and Ehrlich. If this is a path that they felt was most appropriate, then why has Apple already started signing deals for exclusive shows? Why not?
They would just fold that into the Netflix portfolio at the proper time. Or more likely, they would deliver their content independently on iTunes while they're negotiating to buy Netflix. And at some point, all the content would merge together into one big happy family.
Then why not just focus on the merger and not on going out and buying these shows? Because right now, we have what looks like three big properties that'll be part of Apple. The first one is the deal with Steven Spielberg for the reboot of Amazing Stories? Crap, I forgot.
Yeah, Amazing Stories.
Yes,
yeah.
Amazing Stories.
And then the deal with Ronald Moore for his sci-fi series.
But let me put it into context. Suppose you were a company like, they say, John Deere, my favorite company, who wants to build a smartphone. And you start developing a smartphone and you hire some technology and electronics executives. And these executives sit down at the meeting with you on Monday morning and they say, you know, we'd love to build a smartphone and we have the technical expertise, but we're going to have a tough time competing against Samsung and Apple. And the president of the company says, why don't we just buy Samsung?
In that exact voice, no doubt.
Yes. And then you'd have a much better time of it because you wouldn't have as many competition.
Why are we going about it this way? This is what I'm asking. Because if Apple's going to buy a company, this Netflix is the wrong company for Apple to buy. If Apple's going to get into the TV game in a big way, Apple needs to be buying TiVo. I've been telling you all this for like 9 or 10 years or something.
Oh, now. Balderdash.
You pulled a balderdash on Kelly.
I'm balderdashing Kelly.
Well, you get 35 points for that, John, but you're wrong. So
say we all. Not.
You're still wrong, but you do get 35 points. Not. It was double word score. So here's the thing is that, if you want to talk about interface on the interface you use to interact with your television, Apple TV's interface is not great. It has never been great. It has been less bad than other things, but I think good would be far too generous a word. That's my stance. This has been my stance for a long time. I think, like, I'm not even kidding about this. I think Jeff and I had this conversation at Macworld, like, 10 years ago. And here's why.
Yeah,
is because
right, actually.
Remember, we had the almost exactly 10 years ago, probably. Remember, we had some rumors about Apple getting into the set-top box business, you know, the cable box business, by having talks with, I think it was Comcast.
No, it was Time Warner Video.
It was one or the other. I took a shot. So they were in talks with somebody about cable boxing, and like, you know, everybody wanted to know what that meant. Like, if Apple wants to get into the TV game, the way they get into the TV game is by being my cable box. I have a TiVo with a cable card in it. I would gladly swap that for anything from Apple as an upgrade, because I'm certainly not going to use the one from the cable company because that thing is terrible. And I'm not going to use the one from the satellite company because it is terrible in a whole bunch of other exciting ways that are also terrible. So, like, Apple and TiVo are the only people who I think, even though they each go about it slightly differently, care about that interface, because like everybody thinks, yeah, you spend all your time watching TV, but no, you have to spend your time selecting programming to be watching on the TV. And all of that.
Is tvOS that bad?
I don't think it's bad.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it's bad, but I certainly don't think it's good. And the reason I don't think it's bad is because each of my parents have different cable providers than I do, and I've recently spent time navigating each of those devices.
Okay, those are really bad.
I can't use the words I need to use in order to describe to you the depths of awful that those interfaces gave me.
I appreciate your self-control.
I love TiVo. For that reason, I feel like TiVo does a lot to make things better. And the other reason I think that is because I've written to them about stuff that didn't work, or like, where did this feature go in an update, you know, and like, they listen to people's feedback and they do make changes based on like what customers want. So, If Apple's going to do anything, if Apple's going to take the Apple TV seriously, if Apple's going to mean it, then I need to also be able, like, I need to have the option of getting something that has Apple's logo on it, designed in Cupertino, that I can use with cable. Because once I get there we go. Apple doesn't need to make a television.
Isn't the TiVo interface channel down and time sideways oriented? But when you're doing streaming on demand, you don't need a time graph. So you just pick the content you went through searching.
That's what I do on my TiVo now. I sit down to watch TV. I turn on the television. I push the TiVo button, and it shows me all the stuff waiting on my TiVo for me to watch that it has already recorded.
How did you find it in the first place? From the grid? From the channel and time grid?
No, I went and searched. I went to search, and I typed The Orville, and it said, here's a show called The Orville. It's on this channel. And I said, season pass. And now whenever there's a new one, it's just sitting on my hard drive waiting for me. It's that easy.
So now when I said a couple minutes ago, the Apple TV interface is bad, here's what I meant. And Kelly, I believe this plays into exactly what you're talking about with TiVo. The problem that I see with Apple TV right now is something Dave Hamilton wrote about, I believe, last year, when he said it's app focused and not content focused.
Yes.
And TiVo is content focused as opposed to app focused.
Right. Because, and I just want to jump in here and point out that as of this moment, you can add a variety of streaming services already to your TiVo. So, for example, let's talk about Doctor Who, because Doctor Who aired a new episode on Christmas Day. And so they had showed a bunch of Doctor Who. I have a season pass for Doctor Who on my TiVo. It showed some older episodes, for example, previous Christmas specials. I can select one of those Christmas specials and it will say, do you want to watch the one you recorded? Do you want to watch it on Amazon Prime Video? Do you want to watch it on Hulu? Do you want to watch it on, like, I don't know, there's like 9 other services that it will let me pick from.
All the services that you have access to.
Yeah. So, of course, I want to watch it on Prime Video because then I don't have to zap through all the commercials like the one that I recorded off the TV. So, bam, I go to Amazon Prime. It takes a few seconds to switch to the Amazon app, and then I can watch the entire episode right there from my TiVo. I literally didn't do anything.
So TiVo has turned the time and channel experience into a content experience and encapsulated it.
Yeah, they turned it inside out.
Yeah.
And the reason I like that is because one of the things that you get when you record, when I go, yeah, you know what, I want to record this show, or I want to add this show to my shows list or whatever, is that if it's a show that is currently available to record, it will ask me, for example, Now I can't think of anything off the top of my head that is both syndicated. And, oh, no, the Goldbergs is one that's syndicated. And so I can tell it only record them off ABC because the ones on ABC are going to be new episodes or very recent episodes. And it's syndicated. So otherwise it would give me all the episodes all the time from all the other channels that are occasionally showing an episode of the Goldbergs. But I don't care about all those. I've seen all those. I just want the new ones from ABC when those come out. So it will give me those.
Okay, Kelly, so with this path you're going down, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So we know what we have from Apple today. We have this, I'll call it their dream team for putting together original streaming content.
Uh-huh.
And we have the potential to have a lot of money coming into the United States for Apple from their offshore accounts. And that means that they may have a really nice bankroll to toss into buying another company. So, So are you thinking instead of buying Netflix and just getting a bunch of original content that's now under Apple's control, they would be better off buying TiVo and getting all the technology that goes along with making a better user experience for viewing content? And then just put those two together, their own original efforts and TiVo technology.
Yes, and here's why. Because you can also buy what's called a TiVo, I don't remember the model name, but it ends in OTA, which is over the air. So if you've cut the cord and all you're relying on is antenna television, you can still use a TiVo to record those things. So people who have cut the cord can still set up a TiVo with all of their streaming devices and everything else. It's a really easy experience. I've done it. It's great. There's an iPhone app. You can use it to search and do all sorts of other things. It's awesome. So like as TV experiences go, this is the one that I hate the least, that causes the least amount of rage at Romeo. My house.
Romeo
OTA. Yep. So here's Romeo for people who are playing along at home. And the reason this is interesting to me is because like I'm a cable subscriber still, but I can use all of that stuff through my TiVo. And it's all about the content. What do I want to watch? I want to watch Doctor Who. Here's all the ways that you can watch that. I want to watch Days of Our Lives. Here's all the ways you can watch that. I do watch shows that don't start with D, but those were the two examples on the top of my head. So once you get to those, like, you are getting cable customers. And then when I'm no longer a cable customer, I just drop a Romeo OTA on my network and I can do all the same stuff I'm already able to do with an interface I'm already familiar with. And I'm in with that. What Apple needs to do is just make a deal with Netflix. They don't have to buy them outright in order to get all that stuff. Like, you know, Redbox has made deals with people, and like there are places, you know, like a movie comes out, but it comes out on digital before it comes out on disc because everybody wants to buy the digital version instead. So there's a lot of ways that Apple could make those deals. I mean, think about what it would be like if you could get that new Amazing Stories reboot on your Apple TV 2 weeks before you can get it anywhere else with a Netflix account.
15-20% from Netflix on every show that's run through Apple TV. Less than the 30% we know they've struck a deal.
Right,
but
as a content thing.
They're getting that on the subscription that people buy through Apple TV, not on the content that's being shown.
But only if you buy it directly. So, for example, right. I pay Netflix directly. I don't pay Netflix through iTunes, so Apple gets no cut of that. But there are ways that Apple and Netflix could make deals that would be advantageous to Apple. But right now, I know a lot of people, for example, who are using an Apple TV as basically a Netflix terminal. Like that's the only thing they do with it for the most part. And, you know, or the occasional YouTube, because it's easier to do it on the Apple TV than it is to try and get the AirPlay working properly. So there are a lot of ways that it's better for Apple to have TiVo than it is for Apple to have Netflix, in my opinion, because I can already do everything on Netflix on all my Apple hardware and it's not a big deal. I can already do that. It's not a problem.
All right. So we are out of time. I know, total shock. And what I think after this 20-minute discussion is that we haven't come to a consensus. John, you think buying Netflix is a good idea. Kelly, you think buying Netflix is a bad idea and they should buy TiVo instead. And I think that Apple is not in the market for Netflix at all right now. So we all have different perspectives. And yet maybe we'll eventually reach a consensus and we'll all be happy with our TV viewing. I can live in hope. So, all right. Listeners, I'm curious, what do you think is the Netflix rumor? It's not even a rumor. Is this Netflix speculation from the City Analysts heading down the right path or not? Or does Kelly have it right? Let me know. You can shoot me an email. That would be observations@macobserver.com. You can let me know on Twitter. That would be @TMODaily. And you can also leave comments in the show notes. I'll make sure to check all those places to see what you have to say. And please let me know what you think, because I am interested. So, Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Jeff.
It's always fun. And John, thank you for being here as well.
Signing off. Big fan of Travelers on Netflix.
Oh, man. I have not started season 2 because I know I will be able to stop. So seriously, I'm actually going to put on my schedule Travelers, and I have to go to the grocery store first. So I just have food here, and so I have all the supplies I need, so I can just sit and watch Travelers.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes. So listeners, thank you for being here. And, it's always great to chat with both of you, and we'll see everyone again tomorrow.